The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Let me read the scripture to you from, this is from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 3. And in that day, let the watchmen of the house tremble, and the mighty men stoop, the grinding ones. And it goes on and says about other stuff. When I think of Anna, it's kind of part of the Christmas story in the sense that when she encounters Jesus for the first time, he was 40 days old. So this is before the Magi, even though the Magi are always part of the Christmas story for some reason. They don't have Anna and Simeon often a part of the story. When it says about her that it's verse 37 of Luke 2, then is a widow to the age of 84, and she never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayers. And the language there really is that she kept not leaving. That's what it actually, the grammar is. She just kept not leaving. She was a grinding one. There was one of the, it says about her, these scriptures, just some few random thoughts. Because we were talking some about this, a few of us, yesterday. Just about where you find yourself, your assignment in the Lord, your dream in the Lord, your destiny in the Lord, those are different things. And that sometimes, as we talked about a few weeks ago, things can just get tedious and things always look better. I don't know about you, the whole grass is greener on the other side. That's just reality. It's part of our humanity. And there are things sometimes that God puts in our heart that we know. He said, well, you're going to end up doing this at some point. And so we just keep walking out our walk, praying into that kind of thing, knowing that one day God's going to make that happen. We participate in the process. But it's not like we're waiting for that to live. Like when I finally get there, I'm going to just, man, then life's going to be good. I'm going to live it up. Because there's going to be warfare and it's going to get tedious there too. It says about Anna that she was a prophetess. And yet, she had been in the temple. She had been married. She was married for 7 years. Her husband died. And what most people figure then is she had been in the temple day and night for about 60 years or more. She's 84 years old at this point. And yet again, it says about her that she was a prophetess. But here's a prophetess, that the scriptures acknowledge is a prophetess. That's a title. That's like an office. And yet, the indication is she never went out doing itinerary ministry. It wasn't like she was booking sessions and opportunities to minister in churches or house churches or synagogues and going outside the temple area. She was just being who she was, doing what she was doing, and yet, instead of pursuing ministry or pursuing the big thing, she was just doing the thing that she was called to first and foremost. And that was just to be a lover of God. Now, as a prophetess, I'm sure as people came to her or they stood around the temple area, she was speaking words about the consolation of Israel that was going to show up one day. But again, she wasn't out there trying to make something happen. Things just came to her. I find that that's true, that when you abide in Christ and just his presence becomes your great pursuit, that becomes your real dream, that things kind of just take care of themselves. We were talking about this yesterday some, and I don't have any problem with people use these words because I believe it can be true in your neighborhood. But sometimes when you hear words, when you go to conferences, you're part of ministries, you hear words about the big thing, you're going to be a world changer, kind of stuff, that you always think of that in terms of like international travel, big meetings. I mean, I've got somebody that I deal with now, not here, who just lives a life of deception and brokenness because they thought they got a word many years ago they're going to have an international healing ministry, and they've been trying to make it happen ever since then so they can feel like they're successful. Well, there's nothing bigger you can do than love Jesus. That's your calling. That's your destiny. Your destiny is to love him and to be conformed to his image. That's the deal. And It says she served the Lord day and night with prayers and fastings until she was 84 years old. Now, this is a woman who obviously had normal desires and dreams. She had been married. But after the 7 years of marriage, it wouldn't have been wrong for her to remarry. But obviously somebody else was enough who had become the love of her life. And the point being is that it's not godly to marry or remarry. The point is that Jesus is enough. He's enough. And her world was very small, yet her story has become very huge because she simply took care of his story. This is in John, at the end of the Upper Room Discourse, where it says, this is verse 22. Let me start in verse 20. I do not ask on behalf of those alone who are here, but for those who will believe with me through their word, us, people in the future, that they may all be one, even as the Father art in me and I in thee, and thou art maybe in us, that we may believe that thou art send me. And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them that may be one, even as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, that the world may know that you did send me, even as you did love them as you love me. For Father, I desire, this is my desire, that those who you gave me may be where I am, in order that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. Thou didst love me before the foundation of the world. And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known to them, that the love with which you didst love me would be in them, and I in them. Read all that to say, this is what Jesus prayed for. This is what his desire was. Here's my desire, Lord, is that one, they'll understand I'm in them and they're in me. And that two, they'll love me as much as you love me, Father. See, that's it. That's my desire for them. That's the dream. That's your destiny. To be conformed to the image of Jesus, for Christ himself to have permission to tell his story through you, because he never has any concept of small, whatever it looks like. And for secondly, that you would love him as much as the Father loved him. And if you're fulfilling that, then you're the biggest success story in heaven's history. And you'll be treated that way one day. You're honored that way now. You're highly esteemed in heaven now. Now, we all have assignments. But don't try to find your identity in your assignment. It'll break your heart. And it'll cause you to compare yourselves to other people. It'll cause you to compare your circumstances and the story being told by him through you to other people's story being told by him through you. And you get confused trying to push the agenda of your own story. And it just becomes a source of great disappointment and heartache. One of the great things about being 65 is you stand on a taller ladder than you did when you were 25 or when you were 35 or 45. And they're just things you see better. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. And I would just encourage you to have the heart of Anna. And I don't mean by that that you're all called to do nothing but prayer and fast for 60 years. I'm just saying that let Jesus be the love of your life. And if he's got other assignments beyond that, then that's his business. But you don't have to pursue it. Even if he's put something in your heart that you're going to pray into, don't try to make it happen. Just walk it out and open the doors as they go through. But in the end, whether you're there or here or over here or over there, it doesn't change. The dream stays the same. Let Jesus tell his story through you and love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's it. And then if that's what it is, whatever your assignment is, like if it, maybe it's like Anna, you're just sticking around in the same little place all the time, you'll be happy with it because you'll be happy in him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.